Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivation Show. And as you know, each week we have various guests come on to the show, whether they're Avon representatives, district managers, coaches, just to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. So today we have a phenomenal person who is actually not a stranger to the Monday Night Motivational Show. He was our guest back last year, and that's no other than John. So let's get John on the line. How you doing, John?
Unbelievable. How are you, Pat?
I'm doing fantastic. And how is that weather there in what? Are you in sunny California?
Yeah, I believe it's 92 outside. I've been inside all day pounding the phone. So I heard from somebody a little while ago that it's a warm 92, but it's a beautiful day. It's gorgeous outside.
Wow. That is fantastic. So before we begin, for those people who are new, who don't know you, and those who did not receive the email blast, and for those people who I kind of botched out because I edit your email, your bio, can you tell us a little bit about yourself before we begin?
Sure. Great question. I've been in sales, I guess, about 40 years on and off. Probably made 25,000 phone calls. A lot of in-person appointments, a lot of in-person cold calling. I sold about $250,000 of life insurance in one shopping mall outside of Chicago back in the early 70s. Make a lot of phone calls. I set up 4 appointments today on the phone. I live on the phone. I live in front of people, setting appointments and doing appointments. So I bring a lot to the table. My experience is pretty vast when it comes to selling and creating rapport with people. That's a huge thing, Pat, is you have to have a system. You have to follow that system. And basically, just to get the ball rolling, like with Avon, basically, probably the first thing I would do is I would not spill my guts on somebody about the business. I would get to know them as a human being and make a friend, because people buy from people they like, know, and they trust. If you come off at them right away, coming out of the gate really hard like a thoroughbred racehorse, you're done. You want to create a bond and a rapport with somebody, make them a friend, and then you basically find out if they're looking, you want to deal with people that are approachable, looking for something else, they're looking, they're teachable, and they have integrity. So here's an acronym. You got me kind of going. It's ALTI, would be approachable, looking, teachable, and integrity are the 4 things I would be looking for somebody. And then maybe you give them some information, maybe a couple CDs about the business. And then the 4th thing would be get them to a meeting, get them around the folks, get them around the team, get them around people that are doing it so they can see that other people are doing it and they can do it as well. That would be something that I would do rather than just throwing information at somebody. You get to know them as a friend first. It would be the first thing I would do.
John, let me ask you a question, sure that other Avon representatives who are on the line are like dying to ask this question and cannot. But,
okay.
When we become...
Can they text or email you at all?
No, it's not really the format, but I know what they're asking.
Okay.
And the question would be, for some of us who are Avon representatives, once you reach the rank of unit leader, Avon has a system in place that those Avon representatives who are unit leaders, like myself, I'm advancing the leader, but when we become unit leaders and above, what Avon will do is they will send you leads. Well, so what happens is people who want to become an Avon representative, they will go on the website and then put in that they're interested in becoming an Avon representative. So with that, you know, they put, their zip code pops up, and then whatever Avon representative we're in rotation that's closest to that person's zip code, we receive that person's contact information, the person's name, and their phone number, and I think I believe the address is there as well, so you know pretty much where they live. So as Avon representative, we call them and, you know, and try to recruit them, make set up an appointment, and try to recruit them. Now, what we are finding, many of them, speaking to people, particularly in my downline, when we call these people, the leads are horrible. And I don't, and one, I think, they're horrible. And I can't, you know, we can't understand why, because they actually go online and put the information in, saying you want to be a rep. But one of it, I think, is people go on and think that they are going to become an Avon, working for the company Avon, and not really a business person. So
where the heck do they get that concept from? I mean, where does that, how does that cross their brain matter, Pat?
I don't know. I don't know. So my question is to you, how do we approach these individuals, the ones who really do say they want to become an Avon representative because they understand that that's what they're applying for, and then those who go online and think they actually work for the company, how do we turn those people into viable leads?
Okay, how do you turn them into leads? So, like, is there anybody that when you get these
leads, they're already leads? How do we turn them into Avon reps, signing their contract?
Okay, are you accountable? Like, are you have to report back if I gave you those 10 leads? Do you have to report back to the company what happened with those 10 people, or do they go out into the atmosphere? I mean, are you accountable?
No, they just go out in the atmosphere.
Okay,
but I think Avon somehow tracks those who actually signed up some kind of way, but I don't know.
What I would do is questions are the answer, Pat. Okay, if I got a lead from somebody, like, again, I would go back to ALTI. I would, okay, obviously they're approachable, so I would ask them, because you're in any business, especially like Avon, okay, you have to be 2 seconds or 2 sentences away from their dream. I want to find out what this person's dream is, because I need to find out what they're looking for. Now, that's what's going to come up if they're looking for a job, just a regular job. Then you're going to isolate that out. Now, you're probably going to want to do this over the phone rather than driving to a Starbucks or a Panera Bread to meet these people, right? Because gas is $4 a gallon and time is your only inventory. So, okay, to me, it's all about posture. I'm really glad you asked that question. It's all about posture. Okay, I pretty much don't cross the street unless I've got a confirmed appointment with somebody and they're not going to waste my time. And it's not about being a conehead or a butthead or not a nice person. It's about posture. Your time is your only inventory. So you need to have some questions written down. You want to find out, what are they looking for? What is their dream? Are they looking for some extra money? Are they looking to make $500 to $1,000 extra a month? That's going to tell you right there if this person is looking for a full-time job with Avon, or they're already working, or maybe they're a stay-at-home mom. They want something to do with the kids while the kids are in school or while the kids are napping. You want to isolate it out. What are they looking for? Who is this person? You're going to start in 10 or 15 minutes. You're going to start to get a picture. It's just like dating. It's just like online dating. You are looking, it's basically a similar path. You know, you meet somebody online, you're on Plenty of Fish, you're on Match, you're on Harmony, and you talk to somebody, you're going to find out in a few minutes what this person's all about, okay? How much money they've got, what they're looking for, if it's a regular job or if it's part-time, they want to make an extra, you know, $500,000 or a month, more a month. They want to go on a cruise. They want to stop trading time for dollars. You know, if time... you know, I would ask them, I said, look, if time and money were not an object, were no objection, what would you do with your time? Would you go on a cruise every 91 days? Would you travel? Would you bring your parents home to live with you? What would you do? Ask them questions about who they are and makes them tick. Because they're going to, if you ask them what they're looking for, they're going to tell you, and you're going to know if they want a full-time job or if they're looking for something part-time to build a career. You have to qualify. You have to pre-qualify them, is what I would do. That's my answer, Pat.
You know, that's very good. Oh, that's very good, John, because, okay. You know, that is, I have to say I'm guilty. I never thought to lead off with the questions of, you know, what is it that you're looking for in Avon?
Why? What's your monster why? Why is 95% and how's 5%? What is their why?
Yeah.
I want to go on Oasis of the Seas. They want to go on the biggest cruise ship out there. That's their why.
Yeah.
And you say, you know what? I can help you do that. If you're teachable and you're coachable and you're honest, I can teach you how to do that in X amount of time. But if they don't have their goals written down with a date next to them, they are TOAST. It's not going to happen. I mean, just this weekend, you know, it's just, and especially with what you guys do, you know, it's, there's, so you asked me a specific question. I'm getting off on a tangent because I want to go over some other stuff, but that's what I would do with those leads. If God gave me leads, I would qualify the heck out of them. Find out what these people want. And do not get in your vehicle and go meet somebody just because you've got a lead. I've got one in my hand. No. Posture is huge. You've got to be who you are, because I know Pat McDowell's not going to get in her car and drive across Manhattan or wherever to go meet some knucklehead in Starbucks just because she's got one. You're going to you better be qualifying the heck out of them over the phone. And I hope to God you guys are using a contact manager. And that's what I was using all day long today. That's why I set 4 appointments on the phone. Because I have a system. I have a contact manager. I'm religious about it. I discipline myself with a contact manager. I know exactly where those 4 appointments are on Wednesday because I'm going down to Monterey for the day. And I had a couple of appointments already teed up, and I wanted to set some other ones around it. And that's just how my day is flowed. You have to visualize what you want to accomplish with your day. You're the one that's creating. You've got to know how many appointments you need a day, how many people you've got to see to tell them the story every single day. You know, some companies have a thing called go-getter, and all that is showing the plan 15 to 20 times a month. If you do that consistently, if you do that 32 months in a row, you're going to be making a ton of money. Because you're telling the story. You're doing the things that failures don't like to do. You have to do that. You have to tell the story every single day. It isn't like one on Monday, one on Wednesday, and one on Saturday. It's got to be consistent, because when it's consistent, you know how to deliver it. You get really good at it, and you can teach it to other people. And if I sit down with you and I say, show me your calendar, and I see your calendar, and there's nothing on it, then I know you're not doing anything. You can't, you can fool me, but you cannot fool yourself. You cannot fool the person in the mirror that you're putting makeup on. You can't fool yourself. So use a contact manager. You have to use a contact manager, because you cannot remember what you said to somebody at 8:30 this morning. That's why you put in a contact manager to create the history. Here's what you said to the person. Here's what they said to you. I'm very anal about it. I will put down the time and the date that I talked to somebody, because that brings it back to my memory. I talked to them 11:32. Bam. You have to do that. You have to use a contact manager every single day. You have to carve out. You might have to carve out 2 hours a day of phone calling. You have to do that. I don't even know how many hours I was on the phone today. Probably 5 or 6. And tomorrow I'm going to be here in the office, 8 o'clock. I've got 3.5 hours of calling to do. I got to go over to Google for a focus group and come back and 1:30 to 4:30, I'll be back on the phone. So I'll probably be on the phones 6 hours tomorrow. And then I've got a Chamber of Commerce meeting at 4:45. I've got a kickoff dinner for the Leukemia Marathon in San Diego at 6:30. I got another meeting at 8:00 tomorrow night. So it's the day's all blocked out. I can visualize it, what my day looks like tomorrow. And that's how your calendar has to be. You have to be able to visualize and know, you know, when you're driving, when you're meeting with people, when you're driving, when you're doing something else. You just have to be able to block it out, plan it out.
Is there a system, a data management system that you can recommend to the people?
Yeah.
Because I know that has come up with some of my Avon reps. They ask about different types of systems. Can you help with
that?
Yeah,
if you want me to be on this call once a month, then just plug that in. That way your ladies would have something to plug into on a consistent basis once a month. I'd be happy to carve that out and just calendar that. We could do
cool.
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. So
okay,
I recommend contact, so just like it sounds, contact Hero, HERO.com is the one that I use. I've been using it since October 2008. This is May 2013. I have about 8,120 contacts I put in there individually. I've got 8,100 contacts in there. This is a cloud app, which means it's up in the sky. It's in the internet. So your stuff is always going to be there. It's safe. It's not like if you put it on a computer, the computer takes a nosedive and all your WORK, all of your work is gone. That's not the case. All your stuff is in the cloud, which means it's safe on a server somewhere. And there's also an iPhone app for it, which is the application is, the program's $10 a month. It's $9.95 a month to use it. Just a free 30-day trial to try it out. The iPhone app is $10 one time. But I have it on my iPhone. It was the reason why I went back to an iPhone from an Android was to use this, another app called Scan Biz Cards, S-C-A-N Biz Cards. What you can do with that application, Pat, is you take pictures of business cards of people you meet at mixers, at networking events. And then that information will go into your address book. And then from your address book, you can load it up to Contact Hero. So you don't have to type in the information on the business card and get carpal tunnel. It makes life really easy. Technology is really easy and cool if you understand it and you use it to your advantage. Otherwise, it's an extreme pain in the neck. But using different tools and techniques will make your life a lot easier to get things done and to not forget to call people. The biggest thing I see in our industry of Avon is, I mean, if I had a dollar for everybody, Pat, that gave me a sample, let's say it's an Avon deodorant or whatever, or chocolate. I meet people like all the time, they're giving me samples of their products. The number one thing they do not do is they don't follow up. They're terrible. I mean, I could become like their biggest distributor. I mean, like if I go like Mondo huge and I'm $1 million producer and they forgot to follow up with me, they leave all that money on the table. Or there's somebody that you meet that, you know, could go great. Well, let's say there's somebody you know and you chicken out. They're on your chicken list and you forget to follow to call them. What if you see them at church one day or at an event and they became like the biggest distributor in Avon history and you went to school with them, but you were too chicken to talk to them and you didn't follow up with them. Somebody else put them in your organization. I mean, you can't kick yourself in the butt enough times with your right leg for not doing that. I mean, you don't want to do that. I've seen that happen. It's happened to people I know because I signed up a guy and sent out cards in August of 06. This guy went full-time for 4.5 years and made me a lot of money because I signed him up. And I taught him how to do the business. He went full-time. So there's a story for you. You've got to remember the 12-inch rule. Anybody that you come in contact with, talk to them, find out if they're looking for something, like I said at the outset. Don't tell them everything you know in 30 seconds, you'll scare them off. But just get to meet them and put them in a contact manager so that you can follow up with them. That's huge. Now you're, I don't consider you guys being in sales. You might want to, that's fine, but you have your own business. And the biggest thing is that I see people in sales, and that's the reason I bring this up, Pat, is people that are in sales are terrible at follow-up. You ladies have your own business. Now, whether you consider yourself in sales or in relationship marketing, either one's fine, but use a follow-up tool to follow up with people so they don't fall through the cracks, and replicate that. Have the people that you bring into the business, it's huge that they do the same thing. It's got to be replicatable. Everybody's got to keep in touch with people. What did you say, Pat? I'm sorry. Pat?
Yeah. My question to you is, you've been so supportive. You've been so. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been so supportive to us by being on the call, and also by offering to help us with our follow up. And database information. How can we help you? So if we decide to, if the people on the call want to go on the Contact Hero, is there a code so that you can get credit for that?
Yeah, great question. If they go on there and they want to do the free trial, there's a referral thing, and my name is in the drop down. I was referred by John Waller, then Vidal, who wrote the app. He'll know that the referrals came from me. That'd be great. Yeah. And if somebody wants to donate a dollar or a couple of dollars to the Leukemia Society, that would be helpful too. I can give you the link to my website for that. I'm doing that down in San Diego. I'm doing a half marathon to raise funds for Leukemia Society 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yes, 2 weeks from yesterday. I'm doing my third marathon event for Leukemia Society.
Good for you. And spell your last
Thank
name
you.
So everybody can have it.
Waller.
Excellent. So what else should
and
we
I
talk
can,
about?
I can give you. I can give you guys a link right now. It's real simple. It's okay. If everybody's got a pen, you can just write this down. It's really easy. It's bit.ly. It's a short link. bit.ly/XUMLS. So again, it's bit.ly/X is an X-ray, U like underwear, E is in Edward, M is in Mary, L is in Lima, S is in Sam. And I'll give that to you, Pat, so you can email it out to everybody. That'll take you right to my Leukemia Society website. You guys can give like $1 or $2. My goal is to hit $4,000, and I'm at $3,835 right now as we speak.
Great. Good for you.
Thank you.
So we have a few more minutes. What else should we talk about?
I've got some notes here, so let me just run through that email I sent over to you. I had what I wanted to talk – okay, so let's see. Okay, I've got – did you send this out to the ladies, Pat? I sent this over to you in the notes. All right, I'll send this over to you. You can send the notes out so ladies don't have to get carpal tunnel taking notes. I'll send this over to you. So point one, the magic in goal setting. It's just goal setting is so huge, and this came up yesterday. I was volunteering at an event for the California Dental Society, CDA Cares. We did like 2,200 free dental procedures for folks that like are homeless and don't have any income. They were like waiting, like they were sitting outside Friday night, all night waiting for us to do work on their teeth Saturday and Sunday. And so the magic in visualize, you have to visualize what you want, and you have to set goals. It's just so huge. So I'm going to be doing this event again in December in San Diego, this CDA Cares. I told them I would volunteer until I die doing this, because I'm being selfish because at this standpoint, I've given away about 17 hours over the weekend. And man, it's hard work. You're standing on a concrete floor for 17 hours, and it's hard work. I worked food service yesterday, and that was pretty tough. But
wow.
The unselfish thing is that it gets me around 300 dentists a day. Now, their dentists are really good prospects for what I do as a salesperson. Now, I'm not going to be able to touch every one of them, but it's the people you get around. Like Saturday, I got around a couple of guys that are IT guys for 12 states, for dentists only in 12 states. Great power partner. So power partnering is huge. Yesterday, the guy I was working with at food service, number one, his wife is a dentist. Number two, this guy is from San Diego. So he sells phone systems. So he's like a total gift from God to me. Be like, I'm trying to think of an analogy for an Avon person. What would be your best power partner that could help you get a lot of business? Who would that be? Who have you run across that would be?
I don't even know if they still have them, but someone who's at a charm school or work with young girls who are just coming out and learning how to do makeup and stuff like that and skincare.
Okay. All right, perfect. So that's what this guy is just like that. This guy, his wife is a dentist, so that's huge. He sells phones to dentists. Well, he's like, oh my God. And so he's based down in San Diego, so we're going to do some work together. And so in December, I had visualized I was going to go down and do this event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in December in San Diego and go down and work Thursday and Friday before the event starts and go see dentists and hopefully get some appointments. Well, this guy is going to totally help me do that. He lives down there. So you just never know what you plan and visualize is going to come to fruition. It's just you have to put it down and write it down of what you're going to do. So whatever it is your why is, write that down on the wall, a big black marker, and put a date by it. Just like they talked about this in the movie The Secret. Like if you take a dollar bill and you turn it from a dollar bill into a $1 million bill, you put it on the ceiling above your bed and you see it when you go to bed, you see it when you wake up, you'll manifest that. You'll create that. You have to do that. You have to write things down. I did this back in 1986 to get a BMW. I wanted a BMW. So Zig Ziglar came out with a goal setting book, and you can probably find it on your store and Zig Ziglar's website. And so I got this goal setting book, and it was about basically it was the goal setting had like you had your goal, and then so that your first thing was what is your goal, what is your dream. And then what things are you going to do for that every single day to make it happen? And so I came up with this goal in December 9th of 1986. I wanted a BMW 325i. And the date I wanted it was December 9th, 1989, 3 years later. So what happened was I put in this book, I got divorced, moved from Chicago back to California, got a totally different job, and what's weird is I ended up on December 12th at the BMW dealership because I wanted to get this car because it was this woman I wanted to date who drove a Porsche. And somebody told me she would never go out with me because I had a Trans Am. So I ended up at the BMW dealership, spending 7 hours on my day off buying this car. So the point of the story is I got the car. I missed my goal by 3 days, 72 hours. So what you fervently believe in, what you write down at the date by, will happen. So you might miss it by 3 days, but 3 days ain't bad. I got the goal because I created it and I manifested it. So write your goals down, put a date by, whatever it is. And one of my people in my organization, in the business I'm in here besides my day job, my JOB, my just over broke job, is her dream, her why, is to get a red Corvette. So I told her to go down to the Chevy dealer and get in the car and have her picture taken by a salesperson that telling them that you will come back and buy this car from them. Let me have your card. You're going to be a salesperson that's going to sell me this car. So she didn't do it. So being her mentor and her coach, I had to actually drag her down to the Chevy dealership so she would do this. I set up a time on a Tuesday and said, be down at the Chevy dealership at 401, and I'll be there. She met me there. We went back, looked at all the red Corvettes. They had about 15 of them. I said, which one do you like? She liked one. I said, fine. Let's get in this car. We got in the car. We found out that the thing had a T-top, which came off. There's a special place in the back of the Corvette you can park the T-top of the car. Got inside the car, had the salesman take our picture in it, because it's not any good unless you take a picture of you sitting in your dream car. So that's what we did. And the new Corvettes, you don't need a key to start the car. You just have the keyless thing sitting in your pocket. She started the car. She pushed it with her finger, started the car, got to smell the car, felt the steering wheel in her hand, which made the dream that much more real that it's going to occur. So whatever it is, whatever car, ladies, you want, if it's a Lexus, a Range Rover, Mercedes, whatever it is, you've got to go down to the dealership and get inside that car and sit in it and have somebody take your picture of you sitting in the car so you can see yourself sitting in it. It creates an incredible thing in your subconscious. Your subconscious does not know the difference between what is real and what is fantasy. So all the things you want to have happen, well, if you see them and you visualize them, they'll appear on the subconscious movie screen of your mind. Albert Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And it is so, so true. Whatever you fervently believe will happen. You manifest it in your mind and then in reality. Okay, Wayne Dyer said this like 30, 40 years ago. You know, what you believe, you will see. It isn't the other way around. What you see, you'll believe. It's what you believe, you will see. You'll have it and you'll manifest it. You have to make it so in your mind first. Everything on this planet, somebody saw in their mind, and then they created it. I don't care what car, the iPhone, iPad. I fervently believe that Steve Jobs saw the iPhone in his mind. Just like the guys that created the Palm Pilot. I mean, I love this story because I'm the founder of the Silicon Valley Palm Users Group. It was April of 2000. It was 13 years and 1 month ago I started that here in Silicon Valley. My third meeting was at Palm. My first meeting was at a Carl's Jr. in the back room. I had 29 people in the back room of the Carl's Jr. And the second meeting was at Handspring. And Jeff Hawkins, the reason I tell the story is Jeff Hawkins and Donna, and Ed were the three people that started the Palm Pilot. Then they sold it to U.S. Robotics, and they went back and they started Handspring in Mountain View. And that was where we had our second Palm meeting. What Jeff Hawkins did was he walked around with a block of wood in his shirt pocket of what the first Palm was going to look like, and that's how he created it, was it would fit in his hand. And then it eventually was in his shirt pocket because that's how small he wanted it. And that was the beginning of this whole handheld thing. And that was, you know, that was back in 96 that started, and that was before that unit was a wireless digital device or a phone. I mean, what Handspring did was they had a slot so you can put modules in it and turn it into a phone or a GPS unit. It was an internet device. It was email before it became a phone and before it became a GPS. But that's all this stuff came out was my license plate on my car used to say PDA guy. And that was back when we had Palms. That was February of like 03, I did that. A PDA was a personal digital assistant. And now they're what you all are using right now. You might be listening to this call on a WDA, which is a wireless digital assistant. They've come that far. They're all wireless now.
You know, I like that. I like the fact that, I like the fact that you said you go to the dealership, take that photo, and then,
yes.
So I think with all the Avon representatives who are listening to the show today, if the car is your dream or if it's a house that's your dream, you know, find
get
that house, find that, yeah, and
get
take
to
a
the
photo
house.
With it. Yeah, and
get
once
in the
you
living
take that,
room. Yes.
Yeah.
Get
and
in the kitchen,
that,
get in the front door.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And then
you've
I will
all
take
got
a little
video
further.
Cameras on your phones, your WDAs all have video cameras on.
Mm-hmm.
Create some videos.
Yeah.
Okay, create some videos. Okay, that way you can watch that movie over and over and over and over and over again. Show it to the people that love you, that care about you. Okay? Mm-hmm. And having your goals up on the wall. I mean, I've done this a zillion times. I have it up on my wall right now. I created a job in 1984 in Chicago. I put a date of, it was 3/31/83 that I was going to be the manager of, excuse me, four different restaurants. That happened, but then a year later to the date, I got promoted to an even bigger restaurant by itself because I put this on the wall. I was in my office and I told everybody what it was for. Everybody could pray on it. They can manifest what you want. And so here's an idea that I use now. If you have a TV set, okay, TV set is a great place for a blanket. Okay, to me, I love acronyms, and the television set to me is an EIR. It's an electronic income reducer. It does nothing for you but waste your time and put junk in your brain. So what I do is you put a blanket over your TV set. I've got books. I've got leadership books in front of my TV, which reminds me I need to read those first. Magic of Thinking Big. My God, here's the biggest gift I can give to the ladies today. This is a book. I can see them a few bucks if they want to get it from me, but it's about $20. If they want to get it from me, I can see them a couple bucks. But this book is worth at least $1,000 to them. It's by a guy by the name of Frank Betger, B-E-T-T-G-E-R. Pronounces it Betcher like Bet Your Life. What's interesting is the guy sold life insurance after he was in baseball. He sold life insurance. B-E-T-T-G-E-R, Betcher like Bet Your Life. And this book is so chock full of golden nuggets and silver nuggets and platinum nuggets. How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Sales. Oh, my God. This is one of the best books. I swear to God, I think I read it before. There's some things that I thought I read before, but I've never read it. And I've been in sales 40 years, and I'm still learning stuff. I'll be 60 in a couple months. And I mean, I plan on reading this thing like every couple of weeks because it's about spaced repetition. It's like listening to a CD. Your brain goes into a zone, you come back and you miss something. That's why spaced repetition is really good. Listen to something every day for 6 or 7 days. A book, I would study books. I don't read books, I study books. Get a highlighter and a pen and don't give them away. Don't loan them out to people. They stay in your personal library because you've got to go over them again because you're going to want to come back to them. These are your gems. Do not give away your books. So The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. He's a PhD. How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success by Frank Betcher. There's another one about personality traits, about finding out what your personality traits are. Okay? And your significant other, your husband. Okay? Find out what personality they are so that you can work with them. And then there's another book called The Five Love Languages. Because we all have our own love language. And so if love to you is somebody showing you by washing the dishes or doing the laundry or sweeping the floor versus saying, I love you, honey, and taking you out to a movie. If that's your love language, you need to know what your spouse's love language is. Because if you're telling them that you love them, and to them it's chocolate ice cream or taking them to the movies, you're totally missing the boat. And the relationship is going to be always off. You're always going to be beating yourself over the head. So The Five Love Languages is another great relationship book. And our major relationship is one of the most important things in our life. If that's off, nothing else matters. I mean, that takes the zip out of your zippity-doo-dah if you're not a happy girl. Trust me, I know. I'm a person. So.
Well, thank you so much for that. And we have actually run out of time. We definitely have to call you back next month. I'll give you a date so we can continue the discussion. And the homework I'm going to give everybody who's listening to this call today is actually follow through what you have said in terms of taking those photos of whatever their dream is, whatever it's making their why. Take that photo and upload it onto your make it your screensaver on your phone. Make it your screensaver on your tablet. Make it your screensaver on your computer.
Yes.
And with that, John, thank you so much. Can you give us one parting statement?
Okay. You know how, Pat, you're going to know that they did the homework because they can texticize. Do they have your cell phone number?
Yep.
They can texticize it to you. So you know that there's 100 ladies on the call. They all got the picture done and they texted it over to you. Bam. No BS.
Yes. That's for
you
sure.
You want 100 pictures of ladies in vehicles by the end of the week. By what's today? This is Monday. By Sunday.
By Friday.
By Friday midnight, you want 100 ladies smiling behind the wheel of vehicles.
That's
brand
exactly.
Brand new shiny vehicles.
Including myself.
Here you go. Make it so. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So with that, everyone, have a wonderful night. And, John, thank you again. Everyone, make
My
it
pleasure.
Happen. Okay, then. Take care.
There you go. Make it so. Take care.
Okay. Take care.